Okay, Ramosai. We're almost finished the last subject. We had discussed the approaching of Yosin the Chachamim, that's Mamash Lashtar's Kiyachalav, and the different ways of looking at it. But we didn't get a chance to analyze what the Rav had to say about that. We didn't get a chance to analyze what the Rav had to say using a similar methodology, although it's a different sugya, about Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. What was the Machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim? Nothing to do with Mamash Lashtar and Kiyachalav. The Gemara discusses sort of the whether they hold like each other, besides that they don't hold like each other. Rebbe and Rav Yossi. What if the fellow says, Mehayom ula acharimsa? Don't serve yourself. What about a thira? Mehayom ula acharimsa is a thira. Because Mehayom means now, la acharimsa means later. So in our Gemara, we have two opinions. We have Rebbe and we have the and we have the Chachamim. The Chachamim would be our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says, "May Hayom al Acher Misa get ve'inu get," which means stop they get in the Lashon of the Mishnah. And the Brisa says near the end of the figure we learned last time, "The Tanya Hayom al Acher Misa get ve'inu get the Brei Chachamim." So Chachamim slash our Mishnah say stop they get. Rebbe says, cut that get. Okay, and the cousin has reminded that he doesn't agree with Rebbe Yossi. Interesting, by the way. Why is there a hafmina that Rebbe agrees with Yossi and Rebbe Yossi agrees with Rebbe? I might have said that, because you never know who agrees with who and who agrees with who. Rashi actually throws in an interesting idea here. Rashi says, Dibur Hamachil, Hey, Rebbe Sirle, the Amar Lakaman Gehu, etc., etc. He says, we would have thought, since Rebbe argues on this case, Rebbe Yosef agrees with Rebbe, just Shemila, Mekel, the Tanai, Mekel, the Shitach, in the book, Mekel. Rebbe's Mekel, Mayom Lakamis, instead of a suffix, and the Tzchal. Rebbe Yosef's Mekel, if you write the date in the get, and then write in maybe, instead of saying it doesn't work, he says it works. Maybe the Tzchal, they have cool of it tonight. Now, this is only the Hachamina, right? Because in the end, Rebbe doesn't like Rebbe Yosef, he doesn't like Rebbe, but it's just interesting that in the Hachamina, the Hachamina that Rebbe Yosef held like Rebbe, right? The Hachamina is, my dear Rebbe Yosef about Rebbe Sirla, like, and they still challenge Rebbe Yosef to hold like Rebbe, Rebbe doesn't hold like Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yosef saw to Rebbe. Why? I might have said stuff. Anyone holds like anyone. And why not? But Rashi does say Stan. You could say, Stan says Rashi, no. Because it's a shitakla lit of being makel tonight. Again, what does it mean being makel? Makel means that it works, that they get its chal. That's makel, that they get its chal, that she's exempt from chalitza. But it's interesting, what is the sheet of being makel b'tnai? Meaning, the sheet is that, he's makel b'tnai. Like, what do you mean makel b'tnai? Like, it's not like chomer or kula and tnai to be a general shita. I assume what it means for Rafi. Okay. In this Havamina, so what is Mekel is Tanai? L'chor, what he means by Mekel is Tanai is this is reminiscent of the Mayanism we saw last time. That what's underlying the Shita of both Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi? That we assume a person said things in a way that it'll work. We assume a person said things in a way that it'll work. Remember, that is, why is this reminiscent of the Mayanism? Mayanism says that Yossi himself only said it about after death. After death, it wouldn't work. But if it's now 12 months, Rebbe Yossi himself didn't say it because it would work either way when you originally said it. So, meaning, but underlying their shita, according to Rashi, according to the Tachmina, meaning the Fi Rashi, at least the Havamina, the Gemara, the real Bara of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi is it's like who remembers our mayor from Erechim? What did our mayor hold in Erechim? People don't say something if that's not going to work. People say things the way that it'll work. The main part is not really how seriously we take the day of the star or whatever we're going to explain for Rebbe. The main part is that people want to say people mean things in a way that works, not in a way that doesn't work. That's what I mean by Mekel Bitnai is an Omdana that everyone means. Whatever meaning makes their words effective. Right, hold on, what's the Tzad of Shabbat? Let's remember the Tzad of Shabbat. May I yom la from Easter Rebbe Shita is that when you say from today and after I die, you mean from today on condition that I die. And what's of Yossi Shita? When I write the date in the star, I mean from today on condition. What do those two things have in common? What those two things have in common is that the underlying principle is that a person only wants their words to be effective. Since a get can't be chal if you die or make it when you beg, you really want to do it in a way that's effective. So therefore, maybe there's just, according to the Tami, a chalmi shita of Rabbi Yossi, not about specifically the power of beef, of man of a star. Because then it wouldn't be the shita of Rebbe. It's about the chalmi shita that we always interpret someone's words in a way that makes it work. They don't want what they say to work. Okay, that's the baseline point. You don't have to interpret the Tami like Rashi. You can say stop. B, that's only a Tami. In the Maskara, Rebbe will talk to Rebbe. He'll give you a little talk to Rebbe. This could be not true at all. But at least in the Hanami. Now, you know, every time the Hanami in the U.S., is this still as far as the Maskara? Just he doesn't take it that far as Rebbe's case? Or is this not as far at all in the Maskara? Okay, so we have, what was the Svara of Manashal Shamachichalav? Remember, we had one shot was, well, why would you write something unnecessarily? You must have meant something extra bite. And the Rav notes the nature of the use of the Shara is that there's a formal power to this mind as part of the ego. Here we're suggesting maybe a third approach. No, which is the general umdana that you want your words to be effective. You want what you do to be effective. And therefore, you mean whatever it takes in order to make it effective, that's what we make of its nine. You always make all that the guy, it should work. Okay, let's get back to Rebbe. We have Rebbe and the Chacham, right? They hayom ula achar misa.
Are we related to the say on Polish to speak? Even in Chesley of Gajo, you know, from this place
that that might be parallel. I'd say at least parallel. Yes. Which in Kiddushin, what's the parallel case with that Kiddushin that the Gemara compares to our case by Yom Ula Achar Misa? May hayom ula achar misa, right? Or in Kiddushin, May hayom ula achar shlosim. What if you're so sure yourself? So, what do we see? We start the Chacham. Let's start with Rebbe. Says Rebbe, it is a get. Why? Our Gemara doesn't actually explain Rebbe and the Chachamim very, very explicitly, but the Gemara in Kiddushin explains Rebbe and the Chachamim super explicitly, and says this is the exact same machlokas as machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel argue about Yom Lachar Shloshim. Rebbe and the Chacham argue about Yom Lachar Misa. It's the exact same. It's the exact. Oh, one second. It's the exact same. Now I'm in the right place. Machlokas by Yom Ula Achar. This machlokes tanayin because Rav is like the Chachamim and Shmuel is like Rebbe. So one shita is Shmuel. Well, you come to the tanayin, right? Rebbe plus Shmuel. They say it's a t'nai. You mean a t'nai? It's a weird way of saying a t'nai. You should have said me hayom im mati. Or what does it mean in the t'nai 30 days? If I don't speak my mind by 30 days, me hayom im lo atzo v'yachol shenyom. Instead, you said in a funny way. One thing I don't want to be so stupid. You mean a t'nai? So that is Rav and Shmuel, which would then make it work in in Gittin. But to the Achamim, which equals our Mishnah. What's Rav say? They say it is a suffix. Why is it a suffix? Suffix, nice suffix, Chazara. Meaning there are two ways to resolve the fever in your words. One way to say, many hayom lakabishim is they have no problem that I died. Right? The other way to say, no, it's a fever. Everyone knows what the role of the fever is. You go by what you said last. Change your mind. You said many, all the day you change. You said, how many said it's a fever? You go by what you said last. That overrules what you said previously. Therefore, it's a topic whether it meant may hayom with a shiny pisa or whether you corrected me, I don't just the lachavita. So if you just the lachavita and get lachavita, then I don't get what the fuck they get. Those are the two opinions in our Gemara, which corresponds to two Amoraim in the Gemara in Kiddushin. There is a third Amora in Kiddushin. There's a third Amora in Kiddushin, which is Rabbi Yochanan, who says, it's not so clear, he said. But he said, Kiddushin kulam tosim ba. All right, well, to do that, we have to get into the Gemara in Kiddushin a little. So let's get into the Gemara in Kiddushin before we analyze it. Now, what's the ring here has a fascinating finish, which is Lashitase and some other areas of Halakha. The Rav said that what's the nature of this? Okay, the Shmuel and Rabbi, we know it means a time. Oh, you said in a funny way, but we're talking about it in a funny way. You know what I mean? It's not fun. What's the nature of this topic according to the Chachamim slash Rav? So the simple way of understanding this topic is a topic. We're not sure what you meant. Right? We don't know what you meant. You could have 50-50. You meant this or you meant that. Right? That's how Rav and Kiddushin understands it. So how do you interpret the Chachamim? So the Rashi and Kiddushin, we'll read it in five points. They read just Kipshuto. That's a topic. The Kalamasa, we're not stopping what you meant. Okay, if we had a machine that could read your mind at the time and tell us what you meant, that would be one thing. But we're not stopping what you meant. We're not stopping what everyone means. In the argument of psychology, whether we know what everyone means or stuff, what everyone means, the Rav says that creates a problem in the Shita of Rav, because the Gemara says, what about the following this? Okay. Everyone please mute if you have a shot of background noise. What about the following case? The following case is, what about if one guy says, right? First guy says, Haray at Mekudetis Li, Mehayom Ula Akar Lamas. Rabbi Yochanan is saying 100 guys, but wait, three guys be. You know, he says, Haray at Mekudetis Li, afterwards, subsequently, Mehayom Ula Akar Lamas. And then the third guy says, Haray at Mekudetis Li, Mehayom Ula Akar Yus. Right? So, what happens in these cases? So, first of all, Black Rabbi is very easy. The first guy says, you can definitely now, I'll deny that no, I don't change my mind by 30 days. He didn't change my mind by 30 days. He gets to the first one, I'll pray, I'll deny. The second and third guy can go take off. They were punished on those already mentioned. In this case, Mikudeshet Larishon, or Trisha Get Larishon if he wants out. What's not according to Rav? So in Rav, maybe it means tonight, maybe it's not. If it means tonight, you're going to have to go up. You're going to pray out tonight, the first guy, the second, the third guy. If it means Hazara, the first guy really said 30 days from now. The second guy said 20 days from now. The first guy said 10 days from now. 10 days from now comes first. So the third guy wins. So therefore, you need to get a reason to make up for him. That's what says the Rav. No, Sri Paget Mikudeshet, we stop it. Lirishon the Akron. Why? Because if it says Tanai, she's Mikudeshet Lirishon, And if it's a chazdara, she's mukadeshes la achram.
Isn't that according to the Ras?
No, that's what Ras says in the Gemara.
Oh.
Now, what you mean is, doesn't this not look nice to Ras? Rashi is the question of introduction. Says Rashi, hold on a second. If what the stupid rock people mean, then how come she doesn't need to get from the second guy? Maybe the first one meant Chazara, so he wasn't household for 30 days. And the second one, so he didn't right away, and the third guy can't stop him. Why? Because the first guy meant Chazara, the second one meant Nani, she needs to get from the second guy. Good question. And Rashi asked the question himself. I wish I understand his answer better. Says Rashi, he says, and in fact, that's the Havamina. What does the Gemara say to Havamina? The Havamina is, says the Gemara, Shita. That's obvious. No, Mal the Tema, I wish the Master Tom, Master Chazarity, by giving a couple of Oh, you might have a Havamina that it could be tonight, could be Chazara. You never know. Maybe the first guy meant Chazara, so his wasn't Chal. Second guy meant Chai, his was Chal. So, me stuff that you needed to get from everyone. Come on, one notch. What's the commercial on that? It's a good idea. The Havamina is very attractive. What's the commercial on that? Meaning, why don't we need a guest? That's really the question. The question is, Lama Ein Choshishim, they're Rishon Nitkabein Lechazara, the Shani Litznai, that's it start get Gami Shani. Meaning, and if there's 100, why don't you need to get 400? Why? Because number 53 may be number 1 through 52 may come up. And number 53 meant 9. So each one is going to get 4, which is the Havamina of the Gemara. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. What's the commercial? Meaning, in other words, right? Ma ha kamashmalan. So what do I want? So what's the kamashmalan? So Rashi said, we're not sure what he meant, so what's the kamashmalan? Why can't we say, maybe this guy meant that, this guy meant that, give me a second, what does Rashi say? Says Rashi, kamashmalan. The term vayim is dominant, that it can mean both. I will stop it, tell something about that. No, it's not the word stop giving both. It either means this or means that. The itzna who the kulu have itzna. The aim loshon chazara klal. The chazara who lo havi lishin itzna klal. Mother shachem soi lo havi kedushin. He says no. It either means tznai for everyone or chazara for everyone. But it means the same thing for everyone. So then, Rashi, it's a suffix because it's a suffix, but it's a suffix quality. Either or everyone means chazara, we just don't know it. Right? Suffix. But what about the answer? No, it's a suffix long. Either everyone means tonight, or everyone means chazara.
It's not a subject of technology. It's a knowledge.
So now it gets tricky. If it was a subject that they meant, then couldn't they have meant different things? So I guess, Rashi's a little mystic. If it was a subject that they meant, couldn't they have meant different things? So I guess what you have to say is, it's not a subject what they were thinking. Because how could it be that they're all thinking the same thing? Like, I understand. If a guy says, I would like to eat a slice of cake, everyone who says that means they want to eat cake, not they want to eat watermelon, because it's unambiguous. But think about it. Chazal, the hero of the Chazal, could not figure out whether someone meant Tznai or Chazara. So if Chazal, with all the wisdom, couldn't figure out whether the guy meant Tznai or Chazara, then it's obviously ambiguous. If it's so ambiguous, then why couldn't one guy mean one way, one guy mean the other way? It's not obvious. It'd be good for us.
Is the assumption that they're all in the same place at the same time?
More or less, yeah.
It makes more sense if everyone's doing it all at once and they all mean the same thing. But if this one comes in China, the other one from Japan, and the other one from Thingy.
Aha, okay. But you're right, we have to pick the fast people. It's something we call enough. So it's a topic, but let me ask you a simple question. If they were all the same place at the same time, why couldn't Chazal live in that place and at the same time to figure out what they did? Obviously, it's still a topic. You have to say it's not a topic what they were thinking subjectively, it's a topic what their words mean. And then you have to make a big pitch. It doesn't matter what the guy is thinking, it matters what the words mean. Because everyone who says words commits himself to those words, whether he likes it or not. Right? Everyone who says words is really thinking, I am doing whatever my words mean. Which is a big pitch. Meaning, Rashi is very dull. Rashi is very dull because if it's something coming out, so how can we tell the culture? Everyone's coming one way or everyone's coming the other way, but some people can't be coming this way and some that way. If everyone was having the same way, why couldn't it all figure it out? Basically, Rashi is a very sort of deal because the stuff coming up are having to be told. So let's be telling what the words mean. We don't care what they think, we only care what the words mean. That's a big thing. Right? Did someone talk about that there?
It might be something like
that. Okay, maybe. What you see is very common. What's going on for Rashi? Because you can't say that something become enough, though. It must be, meaning, let me say it better. Rashi said, it is a topic what he needs. For us, based on this, we have to say it's an objective topic, not a subjective topic. It's not a topic. What this guy meant, because then maybe suitor one meant suitor two meant no. It's an objective topic. Since when is there an objective topic? If it's what someone meant and the language is authentically, the language has a feminine Chazal and it's ambiguous, then why can't people mean different things? So then you have to start being Rashi very double. You have to start making Kiddushim. Once you do Shem, it has to start here. Why? It's an objective topic. And don't tell me, because the Lashon is so clear that everyone has to mean the same thing. If it was so clear, then Chazal would just know what it meant, and they wouldn't have a thought. But that would be not clear. So I guess what you have to say to Doka for Rashi is that it must be that everyone who says something is thinking what they really mean is, or I guess you have to say, we don't care what they mean, we care what the words mean. We don't care what they're thinking, we care what the words mean. And we're going to stop at what the words mean. Why? We canvass everyone in town. Half of them said the words mean chazara. Half of them said the word means fine. So we're objectively talking about what these words mean. And dvarim can believe in dvarim. Maybe extensions dvarim can believe in dvarim. It doesn't really talk. It only matters what he said. So that's a big finish. And do you have a better option for us? Right? Sorry, Ian. And let's just.
The reason tonight have a little time to reach out to tonight has to be tonight, carpool. I mean, they're all kind of halakos of how tonight is not like New York, which we just
you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. What you have to say? You have to say that we only care what the words mean and not what he meant. Okay, you have to say it's not a topic what he meant, it's a topic what the words mean. Because otherwise we can't depend on
it. Could it be because granted that each individual Makadish might have their own psychology, but in terms of the Edekia, there's going to be from the Eden's perspective, there has to be one way to look
at it. I think what the word thing because it depends on the Eden, and the Eden only know what the words.
Yeah, the Eden don't know these things. So that means that the Eden is the objective.
And yeah, you're assuming the Edekim define the entire Halotan, are not just a, but perhaps.
What if you had a situation with 1, 2, 3, and then they came along and clarified what they meant? How would that work?
I'm going to assume they're not having to clarify what they meant because the darts of Erba, you need Edekim to clarify what you meant. So,
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you know. I'm sorry that you're raising it. What is Rocky going to have to say? Rav's going to say it's a suffix in the meaning of the word, and based on answering this, you have to say that the Havamina in Kiddushin is it's a suffix the Kavana Tagavra. But the Kamashmalon in Kiddushin is it's a suffix the Heirush Hamilim. Cool. So the Kamashmalon in Kiddushin that we don't care what he thought, we care what his words mean. Right? That's the base Kiddush of Rashi, and then you end up with a Kiddush. The Kiddush is that halacha doesn't care about the subjective kavana tagavro. We don't care what you thought when you said the words, only about the objective heirat hamilim. We only care what they thought when you said the words, not what you thought when you said the words.
That's a very extreme position, because I don't know, but it has a lot of implications and a lot of
things. You know, if I was writing a concert with you, do we care what I was thinking at the top or what the words objectively mean?
We just start with the words. And if the words are ambiguous, then you go to the intent.
But here the words are ambiguous, so it's okay. Okay, well, he doesn't read the words.
For example,
favorite judicial reform.
This is one thing, and I'm using the same frame of reference as the other one. In other words, they're using the same words. So the second one is saying, I want what the first guy wants. I'll just.
We're seeing the guys all standing there at the same time.
Okay, here we go.
That's interesting.
20, but it's the same frame of reference.
That's interesting. Irv suggests that maybe this is only true if they were all responding to each other. Then they must have meant the same thing. But coincidentally, they said things, then it wouldn't be true. Okay, it's only cases where they were working off another. That might have meant the same thing. I'm not sure that's what Rocky means here, but maybe that's another alternative. Okay, go. But the Rock says a different part. This is. Someone tell me in two words what's the Rav's model for his part here? Pain of Trumpus, right? What is the Rav's famous Kiddush about Pain of Trumpus, right? This is one of the Shirim Lezecha Avi Morizal. I think it's called the Inyan Yom Balayas. Pain of Trumpus is a sign, right? We naturally think of it as, basically everyone told the Rav. Right. We just don't know if it's daytime or nighttime. We don't know if this X minutes is daytime or this number of minutes is nighttime, or maybe some of the minutes are daytime, some of the minutes are nighttime. That's the rug made a tremendous finish. Okay, this is one of the places where you see the rug sort of philosophical orientation, perhaps expressing itself in halachic terminology. The rug says the real answer is that Benesh Moshe is daytime and nighttime. Daytime and nighttime, because it's really daytime after all it's light outside, but it's really nighttime after all the sun is set. And what's the big kiddush of the Rav? The big kiddush of the Rav is that there's two types of spekos in halacha. Sometimes the suffix means we're not sure, and sometimes the suffix means we're both sure. When you're two contradictory truths, that creates a halachic suffix, a different kind of suffix than just a lack of yitiyah. Okay, yeshva ayin is not a topic at all now. What do you have about close to close? Is that just that we don't know which both is right? Maybe it will turn back in pain, and they're right, and that's what creates something. Okay, but that's not a topic.
How can they both be true if there's a sphere of being one
in the other? That's
what they asked in Adios, wasn't it?
The rub is not recorded, but that's what its own little letter of proof was. How can you say two opposite things are both true? And Rukuk wrote back, I don't understand. That's my Kiddush. And if not, I wouldn't be saying anything.
Don't you have the same thing in the Gemara by Kai?
So the answer is that, really, again, not that the world was a Gilead by any stretch of the imagination, but this is exactly a Hegel slash Rav Kook, Lahavdil. Which is that two contradictory things can both be true. Okay, how to solve that?
Didn't the Balaam Lord in the beginning of Brechel say that about the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chacham?
I don't remember.
It's like so in the Tevilah, but I get the thing, but I need to rewrite it. But this looking to rewrite it. What is the thing?
It's the thing that we don't know what we're talking about. Perhaps. Yeah. Anyway, Lamai said, this is the big Kiddush Rav. The big Kiddush Rav that is not found in Hegel is that, again, I'm not claiming the Rav Seal, obviously. But the big Kiddush Rav that's not found in Rav Kook, let's say, is that you can have the theorem, they're both true. And, okay, that many philosophers will tell you. The big Kiddush Rav is that, and that creates a halakhic status of something. Okay, that is, no philosophers have discussed that. That I know of, that a theory creates a status of something. Something doesn't mean we don't know. Something means there are two contradictory truths. Says the Rav, that's what Rav meant. Rav meant a bein hashmash of something, not a regular something. A bein hashmash of something is day and night, and therefore something day, something night. Meaning the halakhic status of something comes down out of a lack of knowledge, but out of contradictory knowledge. That's a tremendous finish of the Rav. The room has that finish to explain, Rob, to Dr. Michael Bishop, we'd like, just like you do very guilty, to explain things based not on what someone was thinking, but based on some hello. So here, he really said me hayom. And when he really said me hayom, then Lachar Misa could only be a snipe, he really said me hayom. He actually said the contradiction. Unlike anything else in our Mishnah, he said a contradiction, me hayom or Lachar Misa. By saying hayom, he meant, oh, there's a snipe, he called Lachar hayom. But then La Harita, you have La Harita. If that cannot coexist with my goal, then I mean only La Harita. He said a contradiction. When someone says a contradiction, what halakha status that creates? It creates a halakha status of something. But it's not a something based on what anyone thought or heard or understood or meant. It's a something, it's an objective something based on a sphera. Says the realm, it is not the something of the meaning of the words. It is a lost something. To a contradiction of two truths. Meaning, he truly said Me'ayon, and he truly said Lakarita. When he truly said Me'ayon, that's fine. When he truly said Lakarita, that's Hazar. Meaning, when he truly fits each word, you fit or discount the other word, but they can't work together. If he actually said Me'ayom, Lakarita, that's fine. He didn't really say Lakarita. If he actually said Lakarita, then he didn't say, Me'ayom. So the answer is, a contradiction is the problem would be the Rav. According to the Rav, Nitzel works a lot better. Why? Because it's not that we really don't know what anyone meant. No, we really know everyone meant them both. The person said, he meant what he said, instead of he said two contradictory things. He meant two contradictory things. Oh, he was a Volvo, so he's a Volvo. Sometimes people are going to come from people on Google. Right? And they say two contradictory things. Not the craziest thing in the world. But what does Allah do with that? So the Rav, I'll make that an objective topic. But it's not a pointly, not a subjective topic. What does Rubei mean? What does Shimon mean? What does Levi mean? It's an objective topic. There are all objective topics tonight, Sub Gadar. There's one big topic tonight, Sub Gadar, that's how. If there's one big topic tonight, Sub Gadar, that's how, then the topic tonight side says Rubei is Mikhail, not Shimon Levi. The Chazar side says Levi is Mekhadish, not Reuben and Shimon. Now we understand the Kamat one, that she means a yes from Reuben and Levi, but not from Shimon. Then it is obviously, it is an objective topic, not subjective. And therefore, Nipa. Nika, the Kamat one of the Marxists, and the subjective topic, there's a truth of Snai, there's a truth of Kazar. You have to take it down because you can associate both those truths. But you don't think something that one guy made more than the other. There are two truths. You're loyal to both truths. Each truth counts as a topic, but you don't have to be just like they're going to come up. We don't have to come up. You know, if someone thinks the if someone's in the Lacha at exactly the same time on Friday evening twilight and Saturday twilight, we don't say, well, maybe the first one was day and the second one was night and they're both from Athos. No, we say it's an objective topic. Either they're both day or they're both night. So we can shut the time exactly, which is Pacha the Halacha lit Maita. Okay, that is the Rav's Kiddush, and even though it's one of these world conditions where he takes something that seems to be very, at first, he takes them seems to be commonsensical. It's very commonsensical. We don't know what the guy meant. And then he fancies it up and makes it into salvation here. Ah, I forgot a few of these two truths, but he has a very, very good right here. The Rav to defend the standard Suffolk approach with the Rav's contradictory Suffolk approach, then Rav makes a lot more sense.
It's only going to be a truth, quote unquote, truth of Chazara if he meant to be holder, no? And by saying immediately, did he mean to be holder?
So the answer is, he authentically meant La'acharmiti, which is ipso facto a Chazara. How do you say ipso facto in Yeshiva?
Memela.
He authentically meant to be La'acharmiti, which is Memela La'acharmiti. He authentically meant to say Me'ayom, which is Memela La'acharmiti. What do you really mean? He really meant a contradiction. He's only good. And what do you mean he really meant a contradiction? So you might say, well, let's figure out what he really would have meant, what he really could have meant. You know, let's try to figure out what he meant anyway. He probably meant one better word than the other. Or let's try to figure out what the average listener would think he meant. Or the rabbi says, no, just say he meant the contradiction. And the contradiction, I'll be the rabbi, is a topic.
But it kind of goes against the whole principle that people try to speak in a way that means things will work. How does that fit with this?
I don't know. Is Rebbe just stand he thinks he means tonight, or does Rebbe think he means tonight because there's a principle that people always mean that what they say should work? Okay, and that's almost been written. Now, what the world says next is the interesting question of what Rabbi Yochanan means. Says Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, in the end, he is going to match the Chachamim in getting the protecting reasons we won't go into. But what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says, could you stay cool on Totsimbo? Because Fraga delivered me. Right? Says Rabbi Yochanan, he do shay kulon toksimba, meaning she needs to get from all three or all 100 of them. Why? Radical Havir Shaki trying to live me, like bricklaying. You've never done bricklaying, but you know that when you do bricklaying, you don't put each brick on top of another brick. That would be a very stupid way to do bricklaying, right? Because then one row will fall down. You put each brick staggered on two bricks in the row beneath it. Right? And good bricklaying have here's two bricks, then they stagger a little, and then a little more, and then, you know, basically every row leaves room for the next brick on top of it. Then that's what it means. Each guy got the little solution and left room for the next guy. Right? As the Gemara says there, Rav Kalachavri Shavik, Rav Kalachavri Shavik, because Rav each guy left room for the next guy. The standard understanding of that is that it's not Tanai or Suffolk. It is that in direct results, there is the constitution. Rubin said, you're partially married to me now and fully married to me after 30 days, but he left a little unmarried. Shimon said, you're partially married to me now and fully after 20 days, left a little unmarried. Lady said, you're partially married to me now and fully after 10 days, left a little unmarried. Each guy says, you're partially married to me, but leave some Kanuya. Some unmarried portion of her, I mean, obviously, a physical portion of her, conceptual, legal portion, that is top, which is why the most you should say is the non-diamond kudeshes for all of that. That is the parallel of getting the Gemara says you get a conceptual problem with Russell was arguing about. She is the non-diamond kudesh for all of them, the Rav Kook, the Ritva is saying that. Ritva and the Rish. What does this mean? What this means is, it's neither Nai nor Chazara, but rather partial Kiddushin. I mean, partial now, partial Kiddushin now. Right? It starts now and finishes later, but now it's only partial Kiddushin. And therefore, each guy can pass because, and therefore, say the Rishonim, Mikudeshes. It's Bada Bakula. Why? Because she's partly married to Reuben, partly married to Shimon, partly married to Levi, partly married to Yehuda. Okay, I think in a very awkward situation. Moral of the story is, if you're interested in the chatan, wait for him to say a written credentially. Not be kind of locked up. But I'm saying the Rambam says something fascinating. Says the Rambam, what about Rambam Paskin? He doesn't Paskin exactly like anyone. He doesn't Paskin for sure like Shmuel, that he's only credited to the first guy. He doesn't Paskin like Rob, only the first and the second. He Paskin, she's Mukudetah, he's suffix to everyone. Says the Rambam. We don't know which number he is. Says the Rambam, Mikudeshes, Misafik, Lekulam. The question is, where did the Rambam get that idea from? Where did the Rambam get that idea? She Mikudeshes, Misafik, to all of them. And here's where there's a machlokes between the Ram, the Rav, yeah?
Partly married me.
That's a great question. And Rashi and Tosfos discuss that in Kedushin. And the answer is it's a very hard concept to figure out. And I mean, Rashi and Tosfos in Kedushin.
How did you say how it says that in Kedushin?
That's all. Okay, that's why this is all tricky, right? It's not so possible that you can have partial Kedushin. Meaning, you know, we all know that I can buy a, you know, 0.03% stake in your corporation. But Kedushin doesn't naturally work that way.
You can't take the meaning suffix and go like the Rambam through the game number and you open up.
So give me a second. So what's chat? What's chat? Right? Why? So says the Rambam with the cafe. Says the Rambam. You're up, Yochanan. The Vadai Mikudeshes Lekulam. There's only one problem. Being Vadai Mikudeshes to all that is a contradiction. It's a theorem. Not a fear what anyone meant. A fear in Kedushin. And the Rav, she does, they said, a fear becomes a topic, halachically, that, you know, step A. Step B is that Kedushin let harbe anoshim mehaves fear. The whole point of Kedushin is exclusivity, as I've already pointed out. It's enough of a finish to say that such a partial to that. The one thing you can answer to more than one person is a theory that has to be given. The whole concept of condition means that you're the condition, the surkalamic act, you have it. That's the whole point of condition. That's the ring of condition and princess. And therefore, says the Rav, when she does say, Stira, Stira becomes a stuffed healthy halakha. And then for the Rav, so Rambam means she's so big into this all them because like from Yochanan, I'm like, what would Jones say? Vada to all them. But if Vada hits the two men becomes a seer, the seer becomes a topic. And then for the Rambam, is just taking Rav Yochanan and translating into our local terminology. That's the Rav shot in the Rambam. The notes say Caleb's shot in the Rambam is the opposite. One of the notes say Caleb's shot in the Rambam. This is the Rambam. The Magi Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, they say, you know what shot in the Rambam is? That it's a subjective topic. If the subjective topic, he needs to get for everyone. Because if Paul needs to get from Reuben, maybe he meant tonight. Or maybe Reuben and Chazar and Shimon meant tonight. She needs from Shimon. Maybe Reuben and Shimon and Chazar and Levi meant tonight. She needs from Levi. Maybe Reuben and Shimon and Levi meant Chazar and Yehuda meant tonight. He needs from Yehuda and infinitum. So they say, no, it's just to have a Mina. Meaning, it's a subjective topic become another. And that's why, meaning, like, what wrong you would have liked Rav to say, like, what would be easier for Rav to say? The only question the Catholic Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah is this what the Rambam thinks Rav really holds against the Gemara? Or is this what the Rambam thinks Rav Yochanan really holds against Shad and the Gemara? Between the Nosei Kalim, I have them someplace on the Makorah. Oh, there was someplace on some Makorah sheet. That's not close between the, here it is, between the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah. the Magmish says, and that's what he thought Rav meant, against the Gemara. And the Kesef Mishna says, that's what he thinks Rav Yochanan meant, against all the other Rishonim.
That's a technicality. Says the Magen Mishnah, Upasak Kirav, Udilo Kasodya Shem, meaning Lokabaye, says the Kesef Mishnah, Upasak Kirav Yochanan, Vekahirish. He says, well, you could say that for Rabbi Yochanan, man, even though no one else does. Okay, this is a fine point. Whether he's like Rabbi Yochanan, but in Tzibara, they say the same thing. You speak as far as Rabbi Yochanan. So in the Rambam, you can go two opposite ways. Either you can say the Rambam is so inspired by the Rambam that he applied to Rabbi Yochanan while certainly different, and therefore came out with a bad idea becoming a suffix. Or the Rambam was so uninspired by the Rambam that even the person undid it and went back to subject the suffix to come enough. I maybe undid, well, I think Abaye in the Gemara said Rav meant. Yeah, I didn't know what Rav meant, but I know what Rav meant better. Okay, why would he know what Rav meant? Maybe they say
he
did not. What could the result
mean? He's Ba'adim Kudesh Bet Pekulam. But that's a
contradictory cut. Ba'adim partially Kudesh Bet Pekulam.
So maybe similar to the focus in the mission in the ninth parable about the guy who likes to get his inshallah.
The Gemara doesn't make that comparison. We'll get into that, but I'm going to say, let's save that for the ninth parak, and let's go by turn. Okay, Rabosai, I think Chaim's going to let us go by turn. Next, tomorrow. Today's the first week. Yes, that's what I meant by you're going to let us go by turn. Says tomorrow, let's start reading tomorrow while Chaim works. Remember, we already had this Rahuna. We had this Rahuna when he was interested in the second half of his statement in the last parak. Now we're interested in the first half of his statement. All right, and we're not going to revisit the second half of his statement. Properly, adequately, in the last parak. Oh, we're going to get to the get of a Shivira and like my thought of a Shivira. Matanotha, Lama, Kozer, Abito, and Lama, Kozer. Just like Matanotha, if he gets out of bed and walks around, he is Kozer, right? A Shivira will give the man a Shivira if he gets. If he, they don't say he's drop, and you say, Oman, right? If he.
What's the good way of saying Oman in English?
If he if he's out and about, right? If he's able to walk around, then he automatically retracts the Matana. Likewise, a Get Shivira, if he's only, if he's able to walk around, then the wife is not divorced. Because even if he didn't get fully better, he got better enough. Umagito Abagavlo Parish, Cave of Dharma Stovu, Abagavlo Martino, Afanaso, Cave of Dharma Martino, Abagavlo Kano, Mine, and that's the part that was from the last parak, right? Just like a Matna Shkivmira, just like a Get Shkivmira, if he says Stovu and doesn't say Tsnu, it's valid. Likewise, Matna Shkivmira, if he says, I want to give a present, he doesn't even do a Kenyan, it's valid.
Why is Omar seen as a subjective standard of getting better?
That's a great question. It's clear in the Gemara that it doesn't mean it's dropping. It doesn't mean the doctor says you certify that you are all better. It just means he's walking around. So all the reasons say, why? Because his shimira depends on his dad. And when he walks around, he feels like he's recovered. And therefore, when he feels like he's recovered, he is, I mean, the Rav says, well, faster. Either the Rishon say when he walks in, it feels like he's recovered, and therefore he doesn't want to be present anymore. Or the Rav says, when he walks around, he's not a look to figure out anymore. He's not called a figure out, he's not stoking. He should be right, he's stoking. He wants not a look to figure out, the laws of good around don't apply. That's what Rahuna says. Okay, what is the, let's try to figure out what's the Chiddush of Rav Huna comparing to Shiv Meira. According to most Rishonim, except for Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Huna made two Chiddushim. What are two Chiddushim? What are two Chiddushim?
Again,
what's on our link? No, I mean two Chiddushim of Meister. Who stuck in the mice that come out of that comparison?
You might want to go there.
That in Omad Apalgav, The whole thing, right? Obviously, a healthy guy who says the Rizik Gita is just getting the worst. You know, that happens. But a sick person who says the Rizik Gita, it's obvious that he only means if he's going to die, because he doesn't want his wife to have to do to have to run after Chalitza. He doesn't mean that Tom get divorced. And how does he know? After all, maybe he happens to be sick. He started thinking about things and realized he didn't really like this woman. Oh, because just like Matana, just like if someone's sick and they give him Matana, if they don't say anything, but they obviously mean only because they're going to die, because then they want to give a bequest. Likewise, if he's sick and divorces his wife, it's obvious that he means only if he dies. That's one Kiddush of Rav Huna.
Is that Rashi?
Rashi and every other Rishon in the world, except for Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
It's not possible for Gemara. It's not like it's not like this.
It's not possible for the Gemara?
Because the confidence that.
I know. Okay, let's see this possible for Gemara. What is Rav Huna saying? Then, let's be Rashi, that Rav Rishonim, Rav Huna is, what's Chad of the Gemara? What is Rav Huna saying? What's the other Chad? What's the other Kiddush Rav Huna? What's the other Kiddush Rav Huna? That's not a Kiddush Rav Huna. What's the other Kiddush Rav Huna? Number one, that he doesn't say it's nine, there's an umdra of a kind. What's the other Kiddush?
He can imagine.
Even though you can say the Umbra is that in Garish al Tanai, what is the other Kiddush?
I think it's self-diagnosis. He says, I got better, I'm better.
Ah, that what counts as not dying? Ahmad, even without.
Even without Omid.
Even Ahmad without Omid?
Yes, yeah.
Even without Misrafi. Exactly. Ahmad, there are two conditions. Number one, and Ahmad puts there. What did he say? He talked about Nato. Mama Nato, Mama goes there without any, saying any tonight, it's an automatic tonight. Likewise, Gita without a tonight, it's an automatic tonight. Number two, what are the details of the tonight? The tonight is if he dies before being healed? No, the tonight is if he dies before walking around. Obviously, we'll see him walking around unaided, walking with the cane doesn't count. If that that's a big finish, and then what is the time? And what there is a time, right? That there is a time. There is a time automatically. Number two, the token of the time, the details of the time, which is that in Ahmad Hafal P. Shalom Nisrape, if he's only, even though he wasn't Nisrape, if he was only, even though he wasn't Nisrape, that's considered that he didn't die from the pony and the get it bottle. Just like in Matana, a shkrib mevra, even if he doesn't fully recover. What does it mean to recover? The guy's sick. He has, I don't know what he has, right? And he's not recover. That's it. Then we know what's happening about the shimmy. Maybe 3 months later, he'll pack a diet and then the doctor will say he died from the same disease. It doesn't matter if he's fully recovered. If he's walking the street and he's still crap. And these blood test results are mad, et cetera. It doesn't matter. He's walking the street that count, even though he's not fully healed. He's walking. He doesn't make him hold his back. And then he gets up and walks around the street for a few days and then flies to the same pole. That's not making him hold his back. Even though medically he was never fully healed, does he want to be healed?
But doesn't it have to be that he thinks so, that he's convinced?
And why? So the Rishon say, Ataka, why? Get the word from Ataka. Why is Ataka does it depend on walking in the street or not on a proper medical diagnosis? The answer is, because it depends on the guy's doctor. Everyone knows that. Whatever the doctor says, well, walking in the street, I feel like I'm better. You know, and I don't have to listen to the doctors. I mean, I have to, but I don't. Okay, I feel like I don't have to, rather. There is the two chidushim of Rav Huna according to Rashi. Where do we know these? How do we know Rav Huna made these two chidushim? Let's read the Gemara. Again, there's a havamin in the Ramban and his Talmidim. The havamin in the Ramban and his Talmidim is that this part was not really finished, that everyone knew this already, and he was finished only the first part. But they reject that, saying no one can really mean that because of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Tanan, they have to count from Mishnah. This Yitech Me Yom Mati Mechuli Zeh, but Amar Vaholach Vashach, Vachala Umeit. He was Omein and walked in the Shach, and then he gets sick and died. All the no-so. We do a medical diagnosis. A Machos Kholi, are we shown, or is this, I don't know if this diagnosis is like whatever it is, post-mortem, whatever, right? We examine his case. What do we say? He was fully shock. And what do we say? If he died from the first disease, then it's considered made Matthew Maholi there. And if he didn't die from the first disease, just coincidentally got a second disease, then it's not a get. But what do we see? Even though he walked around normal in the shock, if he still had the disease, that's considered still being sick. That's again, Rav Huna just said, that's what got Rav Huna. Rav Huna's second kiddush was. Again, this is nothing to do with the first Kiddush of Rav Huna. The Mishnah is talking about Matthew Mikholi Zeh. It's not about a Sam case. It's about the second Kiddush of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, if you walk around the shuk, that's considered better. And you don't even know the dog. Once you walk around the shuk, they get a bottle. We should be far Gemara. No, even walk around the shuk, he's still considered sick. You have to know the dog and see if the disease stays with him or not. So that's against Rav Huna. How did Rav Huna defend himself? The ER closed there along the end of the Ariel, right? This is the end of the question. If the benefits of Amat both, you're just walking in the shuk is considered end of story. The curtain falls, the play is over, forget it, bottle. Then what do we know? He walked in the shuk. He wasn't sick anymore, according to Rav Huna's standard. Again, Rav Huna uses not a medical standard of sickness. Standard of sickness. Do you walk around? 1 second. Amad read Rav Yosef, read Rava to defend Rav Huna. I know. Amad doesn't mean, sorry. What does the Mishnah say? The Amad V'Holach V'Shok. It doesn't mean he literally walked around. No, he didn't walk around. If he walked around, that would be end of story. It just means he moved from one disease to another disease. He was sick with flu, and then all of a sudden he had he went from corona to flu. He says he stood up. It didn't say he went from one disease, moved from one disease to another. No, Amad doesn't mean physical standing up. Amad means he went up from this disease to another disease, and then he's still in there. At this point, we think he's still in there. If you know, oh, there's these arguments, this disease, or that disease, one second, hold on for sure. Sonny, if he walked to the truck, how can you say me? It doesn't mean he walked around. No, halach al mishanto. Our Mishnah, we reinterpret our Mishnah. I mean, it's needed to call him called halach al mishanto. He walked with a cane. That's not called Amad. But if he had walked underneath in the shop, then it would be final curtain. It would be end of story, and it would not be a get. That would be Rav Huna considers that to be recovery, and you don't need any umdina. Okay, so that's where we get the question of the second kiddush of Rav Huna.
Why can't we say that Rav Huna is dealing with the case? Rav Huna says the second thing is that if you say so, that's if you said to news, you're clearly in the state where you were strong enough, and therefore just get a stage where you can stand up is good enough. But everywhere else where you said, there you take my yoga, it may seem the whole is there, you kind of got a higher level.
I mean, if you're making a general rule, I think it's too hard to say you're not making a general rule.
There's two steps in yoga.
No, it's Shemira, right? Why is Shemira so doesn't have to say Tanu? We discussed in the last parak. Okay, the Halakha Makbalan, and what does this Mishnah teach us? We'll come back to this. The Halakha Mashadu would be an Umdra, that if you walk with a king, you need an Umdra. It's not the other case, whatever that is. Umdra Lamra, we know you don't need an Umdra. Shamus, we know, which we deduce from this, Shemira, Shemira, Mechol, 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 that Shemira, who will see how we're Shemamina, who moves from one disease to another disease, who leaves one disease and enters another disease, His matana is still valid. As long as he doesn't like get up and walk around in between. That's true. That's true. All the Rishonim say, even though we're not going to pop like Rabuna in the end, we still pop like this line, which was Shmami Nod Rabuna, because we said, not just Shmami Nod Rabuna, it's objectively true, because it was said by independent forces, by Rabbi Yolov in the name of Rav. We'll come back to that. You might think there's get lachar misa. Apparently, in their days, one of the biggest fears Chacham had appeared a few times in the second that you might think there's get lachar misa. That would have led to a big fervent if people thought there was a get lachar misa. Because apparently, that was a mistake which people would easily make all the time. Right? Meaning, everyone would just be, not just a pamachach and those that said even Mara. The guy doesn't want his wife to do something there. Everyone will just say, oh, her immigration should be any lachar misa. Right? And if they think that works, it'll just lead to a big mess. They made Zera. Now, again, reading it like Raf and every other Rishon except for one, who, you know how double is proving some Kodesh here, that even the Tosa to Raf, who a person Tosa said, and I didn't bring down Rabbi Tom here because it's too crazy. One second. So, what are they disagree with Raf Huna? They say, no, we disagree with Raf Huna. We do our Huna. I was talking to Rabbi Yom. We reject Rabbuna. Okay, the next year or two we'll deal with how Rabbuna can reject din of Rabbuna if you're not allowed to make someone a pnuya meet Rabbuna. They're just shifting the raisa. That's not a topic yet. That's the next line. We're stopping here. One second, maybe. Why? If Rabbuna's right, it seems like it's the get lachar misa. What do all the Rishonim say? What about Rabbuna makes it seem like it's the get lachar misa? Rabbuna said, if I Kribira Tam gives his wife a get, it's only chal if he dies. If he gets better, then it's not chal. Right? Meaning a Shkribira says, Haray ah, Luteris Kolodim, Haray ah, Gurish, whatever he says. And what do the public see? That if he dies, it's a get. If he lives, it's not a get. What are the public going to think? They're going to think, if he dies, it's a get. If he lives, it's not a get. So the get was only chal when he died. They're going to think that the get lachar misa, and therefore they uprooted her women and said, no, it's a absolute get without a tanai. She's just divorced no matter what happens. Okay, this is where all the Rishonim get. The Rahunah said two things. Because the Gemara on Ayin Bezim and Bez questioned one thing, Rahunah, and defended him by reinterpreting Mishnah. And then Rav and Rava rejected the other half of rejected the other half of Rahuna and said, after all, saying it depends whether or not he dies makes it look like you get it Kala Akramita. So that's how they know this is from the Pusha on Da Ayin Beis and Beis, and this is from the Shah of Rabba. And that's how most Rishonim know that Rabuna said two things. Okay, the Rishonim explain. Why does Rabuna happen to say these two things coincidentally? Like, they think they're two totally different things. One thing is that he said, Haray at Materis Kavala gave her get Dan, and he means it's not, but he didn't say it. The other thing is that he said, if I die from this disease, and we define dying from this disease as not dying without recovery from this disease, but dying without apparent recovery from this disease of walking in the shadow. How are these two things related conceptually that Rabuna would say both of them? So they say, he learns them both from Matnash Shidmira, just like by Matnash Shidmira, we go by Umdina. We don't go by what he said. We go by what we assume he meant. In two ways. And he said, I'm giving you all my money. He meant, if I die. He said, I'm giving you all my money. And we might think that means if he dies from this disease without a full medical recovery. Oh, he was thinking in his terms, not in doctor's terms. He meant, if I die without walking around the shop like a normal person, once I walk around the shop like a person, I consider that to be better, even though science doesn't. So in two ways, we use umdatato to put a tonight when he didn't say it tonight, and to define the disease by how it looks to him and not how it looks objectively to science. So what is the in the picture of Moshe as we go by, oh, there are Matana. Just like Matana, we go by what we assume he meant, and not just his words. Like we forget, we go by what we assume he meant, not just his words, which is A, even if he said you're divorced, he meant you're divorced if I die. And B, even if he said from this disease, he didn't mean from as long as the doctors think I have this disease. As long as I feel sick from the disease, then I can't walk around normally in the shop. Okay.
Does he even buy if one's brother had kids and they died?
Yes, if the kids predeceased the father, then even applies. Yeah.
Who brings that down? You would think that if you talk about the perspective of the person, he's saying if I'm not healthy.
Give me a second. Kachi yatzal she dissolves. Rav Huna also bashar omen of the get kidas lina on the matana or gabe matana. My time is okay. He feels he's better, even though he's not listening better. And we go by his umdra, the same thing, the same as the name of the farish.
If I'm ready to get to my wife, I obviously want to be healthy because the whole point of it is if I die, then I want to be forced. I want to be healthy, and I would tell you that I can feel certain ways, but I
put that on the line. Have to draw the line something. Let me. Are you sitting? Let me tell you the bad news. Everyone's gonna die.
Everyone's gonna die. Having no word to draw the line. Everyone dies of everything. It's actually very hard to tell if they're dying of. You know.
Okay, David.
Thing perhaps. So we have to draw the line. And the answer is the doctor, you have to not conceptualize it. There's no fucking answer to what they really mean. Obviously, I don't mean, let's look at the obvious only. When I give my own, when a guy is at Corona and he gives his wife a get, he doesn't mean that he gets better from the Corona. 10 years later, gets meningitis that he meant for this to be a get.
Yeah.
He meant Corona. What if he recovered from Corona and gets Corona 10 years from now? He didn't either. So the question is, where to draw the line? Doctors draw the line based on their diagnosis. But Balaam can draw the line based on whether they can function normally and feel good enough to be out and about. Okay. Whether I can run that for a minute, okay. And if it's not based on the site, I don't know what it would be based.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is Rabbi Nitzan? We're not going to have time for the alumnus I see today, but we'll at least have time to. Yehuda insisted that I actually write, put a chart on the board and explain all the shitas. So there are three shitas that are Puna and Rabba and Rabba. This is Rashi and Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Nitzan say? Rabbi Nitzan says, which does he deny, which does he accept?
He denies number one.
He denies number one and accepts number two. He denies one. He says, no one thinks there's an automatic tonight. In that respect, where there's an automatic tonight without saying a tonight, in that respect, get is different from Matana. Why is get different from Matana? I see that's going to have to wait for the next year. I thought I'm grouchy, but we're not going to get to the 20. Right? So he denies one. He says only two. And Ahmad Afalpi Salo Nitrape Long Nitkayim Atnai Bagan has spot out. Okay, that's how Rabbi Tam assumes. Now that fits very well with Dr. Harry and Bay's base. What's going on in Gilam and Aleph? Why do they think this will lead to Chop and Gilam from Misa? So he said, I'm gonna say Bedokak. But it's not me saying the Dokak, it's the fact that no other we should agree with him. And our poker quoted him, the evil, as agreeing with him, and don't say him. But the verse says, I'm not going to tell you what he says. It's so crazy. How does it lead to a Shachib thinking there's get la achramisa? Right? Means, right? So you have to say a little bit Dokak. Really, the guy said, but when he walks around, it's not a get. Right? Says Rabbi Tamir, I think it's very dog. So he says, give me a second. That if people see, it doesn't depend on getting better. I said it makes a mafi mecholi zeh. I think you should say mecholi zeh. That's grammatical. Say mafi mecholi zeh. I say mafi mecholi zeh. The guy says mafi mecholi zeh, and taka he dies from choli zeh. But it's not a get according to Rav Huna. He walked around in the shuk and died. So what do people say? People say that this is nika da ayin beis malach. And what's his perush? Rabba. He has to say like this: Im amad v'halach v'shok limeshenet. Right? It's only if he walked limeshenet. Ba'acharka meis mechol izeh. Lefi Rav Huna eino get. But what do people think? People say the Tanai was fully dead. He died from fully dead. Wasn't again. So they'll discount the Tanai. They won't know. We interpret the Tanai based on only the know how he felt. What would people mistakenly think? Instead of thinking that was the Tanai, the Tanai is something that doesn't is not apparent in the words at first. No, people will think, therefore, Yomru. Yomru, Anoshim, Shehat's Nai, Eno Klum. Because Shahare Mace Mecholi Zeh Beino Get, and they won't realize we're just interpreting the Tanai a little bit loosely. They'll think the Tanai is not Klum. If the Tanai is not Klum, then why, if he gets better, is it not a Get? Because the Get was only Kala Akarisa. If there's no Tanai, if him ain't Tanai, Yomru. Shem Ahmad ain't no get, he had get chal rak la acharisa. Okay, if you think this is Dr. I know it's Dr. Who's in charge of those Dr. Three times, convince this Dr. Three times, reasons will come back to next time. That is the real time. But this is the machlokes in Rabbi Kunamis. However, it's not enough that this machlokes in Rabbi Kunamis. There's also machlokes in Rabbi Rabbi. I mean, why? What a Rabbi? And Rabbi? They told him on number two for a minute pound. According to the other Rishonim, what did Rav and Rava disagree with? They for sure disagree with number one. That's part of shot. They disagree. Because if you say there's an assumed tonight, then it looks like the Alachamita. They also disagree with number two?
Yeah.
And if you go either way, because they want to disagree, they disagree, or they also disagree with the part of Who's that about close between? Rishon says it's about close between me and this other Rishon.
Oh, yeah, the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ron.
The Ramban. Now, I don't remember what the Rashba and Ritha said about this, but it wasn't the Rashba and Ritha on records. Meaning everyone has an opinion.
And they were on the record, but
not this one. The Kedushin Savyad held like the Ran on this, and the Ritva held like the Ran on this, and the Ritva held like it doesn't have to be opposed Rashba and Ritva. I don't think those are the Ritva on the cup. So here's my focus. Instead, the Ramban and the Rashba. Okay. I'll call one and two. However, say the Ritva and the Ran. They only have to argue on what they have a problem with. Why do they argue something they don't have a problem with? They just question how much Rav Huna's package deal. If they were Rav Huna's one package deal, if you reject them, you reject them. Or just well, Rav Huna said two things, one of them like, one of them oh, no. Okay. Out of one, I'm not seeing them. And we pass the Rav Huna. So my hope is this, according to the time, and Rav Huna Rav, we reject anything. But according to Richard Lambert, then we accept the idea that depends on Omar and not with Kuma. We only reject the idea that there's an implicit time.
We have a concept that we try to minimize argument.
And yet, that's where the Ran and the Ritva are coming from. But because there are a lot of the rest who would say, yeah, that's what it doesn't say, they disagree with their Hunan. When it says they disagree with their Hunan, I'm saying they disagree entirely. We're not sure that we minimize. When it says they disagree, they disagree. Maybe that's the machlokas. Now, let's just get a few more reports to be shown in and leave time to at least summarize the halakha l'maisa. By halakha l'maisa, I mean what every Amora would say according to every Rishon in every case, which is what you have been waiting for. Yes, I'm getting worried looks. Don't worry, we'll survive. What's the next machlokas? The next machlokas, there are three machlokas we've shown here. This is one of them. The next machlokas we've shown in our sugya is the Tafa and Gimel and Alva.
And is there only one also by the time?
There is no one to be public on. He never said one, so you can't be public. No one ever said it. Of course, they deny it.
You must know it doesn't work for good at all.
Right. But they don't have to be public, he never said it. They obviously don't vote for one, right? They don't have a meaning to hold for one, right? And quote it only two because no one holds one, so you don't have to. You don't have to be holding if no one ever held it.
Ah, no, because I understood that Rakuna, if he had it denied it, it would work. The MFO there.
Again, and that's what they disagree with. That's number two.
That's number two? No, number two. Nala is number two. The MFO there is number one. The MFO there is number one, right?
Right.
So if we get with it, so
Rakuna denied it, and Hitna Behedja. Bain Hisna Behedja Bain Spam. Okay, now it's clear. Meaning, one of the old Rishonim, Rabu said two things. Number one, you don't say it tonight, or is it tonight? Number two, whether you said it tonight or whether it's drawn that it's tonight, but the line online, not this one thing. Or is there a time? You never said it in the first time. You only the explicit time. If you said the explicit time, then the detail is online, not this one thing. Okay, you have it. I'm going to get killed by the bell because I'm going to expect you to hold up in there till the next year. Okay, fine. High expectation. Okay, if I expect you to hold cup till the next year, anyone who doesn't meet the high expectation, that's great. It's no problem. We'll get you back into it. Anyone who doesn't think I should have high expectation shouldn't come back. Best they can, but you have to have high expectations. So I'm going to expect you to hold cup in this board till next time. But this is one issue. What's the second issue? And we're going to have to love this. Shut up. I haven't said any loans, meaning a little more. What does it mean, the Ida, under the line of the Inan? Right? Ola al mish anto. The Inan under a few connecting words. But Ida, under the nami, loba Inan. We don't mean an under. Okay. What are the two ways to be Ida? What is the mish anto as opposed to Ida? What are the two, eight, three, duck? Right, meaning, as opposed to Ritva, or Hamashanto as opposed to Hala. Look at the Shanto. That's just this line we get. It's like, who says Hala Hamashanto means as opposed to Lo? Rashi and Yehuda and the Ritva. It's Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't say that he assumed it. Because Tosfos says, why do you have to say Ida from the Nari Leel? Because Rakuna now has to find some fish to the Mishnah. The Rashi would just say, this is saying Rakuna. If this is saying Rakuna, he doesn't find a fish to the Mishnah. Tosfos explicitly agrees with Rashi. He doesn't bother to say that he's just working with Rashi. What are the two ways to read this? One is Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ritva. What's the Ida? If Lohalaklam. Lo ba'inan undina umigrifus. And then Hakidish fear for the Mishnah. Then Hakidish fear for the Mishnah. The Mishnah, why is the mistake? Halach teacher, because of the cane, you need to do an undra and see whether you die from this disease or coincidentally. But if you stay the day, or most of your stomach, you walk around a phone that's on the couch, it was the house. You think?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, if he's stuck in bed, they don't need an undra. You don't need an undra. He's automatically, Afal pi shenita, may call him lakoli. Ah, why do we need an undra if he's nita lakoli lakoli? He had corona, and now he has the flu, and then he dies without getting out of bed. Why do you need an undra whether he died to the corona or not? So here, the answer is something similar. We say, if he didn't get out of bed, it's obvious.
Still with the corona.
The corona. What do you know of the corona? Maybe you don't see it on the swab test, whatever. But he felt the effects of the corona. Here, there's a subtle difference, but it's very crucial for the next subject that I'm not the one we'll get to, of not a kidu, but of unsubdual shrika. Rafi and the Ritva say this in so many different ways, and the Rafi makes a big deal with my focus. Rafi said, why?
The number one thing, that halak is more important than omar, basically. Omad
is really about doctor. We really need Omad. But Omad means, what does Omad really mean for Abuna? Omad doesn't mean stand. Omad really means Omad equals Halak. Is that enough? Hilimish and on his own 2 feet. Right? Omad means he walks on his own 2 feet. Not on, you know, the Sphinx of three. I said Rashi because it's a bakar. If Vadai Adayin Yeshbo, the Holy Horisho. You know what? If he never got out of bed, it's a bakar, he must have had the first disease. Even if he has the second disease, he still has a little of the first disease. Says the Ritva. He says, Kazaka divadai meis machmas koli harishal. Even if he died from the flu, you know, he died from the flu because coronavirus made him get flu. I'm not a doctor, I know coronavirus made him get flu, but certainly some diseases, and the last one comes down, some diseases make you get other diseases, right? They cause other diseases. Right? So, what's the subtle difference here, which is going to be a big result in the middle of the Gilon Aleph? Rashi says, my holy then, as long as I have this disease, even regardless of which disease I die from. The Ritva says, it means as long as I die from this disease. But the Rashi says, may holy then mean, we told holy that, while I have this holy, which Rashi says here, Rashi says, that by Gil, he means of the mission, that by base, may holy then means, may holy then the Ela. From after the holy and most of during this holy. It's about the presence of the holy, not causation. The Ritva then means causation. That's going to be a big focus. But we're not going to deal with that now. Look at the 5 point. For Rashi said, Rashi, may holy zeh equals presence of the holy. And the Ritva said, may holy zeh. And as a matter of fact, most people in the Rashba equal causation. Ritva and the Rashba that we'll see in a moment. One second. Let's just see the other shot. The other shot is the Rashba. Right? What does the Rashba say Edoch means? He disagrees. He says, no, not true. Even if you're in bed, you still need an umdana. No, I believe it's a matter of causation. And there's no chazaka that the death was caused by the first guy. So he says, oh, Rabba, am lo hola klal, sar bondana. I am mate, machmas, holy rito, omo. After all, he was meet up to a second holy, and then omo. With a second holy, with the first holy, holy one, second holy, second holy. So what does Edoch mean? Edoch equals. Edoch equals Halak Limish Enet. Halak Limish Enet. Lo Ba'inan Umdana. Ve
ain't no get. The opposite. You don't need an umdra because ain't no get. And what is this restating? If you walk without it, you don't need an umdra, it's automatically not a get. This is just restating who? Ramona. I mean, what's the difference between the edah? The edah for Rashi is a new fish. Here it is just repeating Ramona. Don't say that, Starbucks. I don't say it's Gemara for Ramona to say mine. I would tell the Mishnah that repeat what I said. He said, I would take the Mishnah that said me. But that's different for the rest of the edah, just repeating Ramona, which says, you know, I can read my Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Ramona with the Mishnah. People curtain ain't no gas. It's considered being healed of the teenage rapuna and ain't no gas. Well, he says either is walking without a cane and you don't need those that for sure not to get. Rashi is hopeful. The Ritva say it means not walking over. You don't need those that for sure is to get. Two opposite judgment. Give me a second. I want to mention just the last of the three. My cloak is shown in here. The last of the Rashi shows the next line. Says the next line, "Shana mina." We introduce from there. Shlimi Rashi leaving the kol yochol. He must not sell matana. Even if he goes to a second disease, like he used to have corona, now he has flu, it's still a valid matana. Okay, but there's a lot that is not clear here. What's not clear here? Are we talking about halach or not halach? What's the case of nithik mecholi mecholi that is not matana? So this is the machlokas between let's say Rashi versus Rashi and many Rishonim, Rashi and many Rishonim versus the Rif and the Rambam. What do I mean by that? And then I'll take any questions. Shiv mira shenitak mekoli lakoli matnoso matana. What's the case for nitak mekoli mekoli and matnoso is matana? The assumption seems to be, I think, that without an ovina. What's the case? So, according to Rashi and most Rishonim, what's the case? Exactly. Let's be Rashi, Ramban, meaning all the Talmidim of Ramban, the Rashi, Ramban, etc., etc. It's the case of Nita Kmekoli, Kmekoli, Beholach al mitanfen, matnoso is matana li umdna. But an our mishnah. He doesn't say our mishnah. Neither they hold the umdna. Holach al mishnah. They didn't even umdna. Our mishnah is umdna. How is it different than our umdna mishnah? What can everyone say? Mishnah. What was the time still more specifically?
He makes even calling.
The case that they're discovered, it wasn't the name of Rav, is when he didn't say Mikholi Zah. Either he did Stam or he said it. So we showed him, assume that it's Stam and it may be the goal of these purposes. I think before you have to say this. And that's very important. A Mishnah Masnithin is when he said Mikholi Zah. Then, but Enon Umdana. Well, in this case, could this case where you love a rab or someone? Or you'll get the rab or you'll observe the rab? Rab Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, Mishmei the rab, what he called that, as Rashi said. Rashi said, you know what, Shmamina? Just like in our Mishnah, if walking on a cane is not considered recovered, having a new disease and walking on a cane is not considered recovered, don't do in the case of Bafan is not considered recovered. All the line are usually known ducks, and he's calling death. But he didn't say he's calling death. What did he say? He said, his low arm army calling death. If he didn't say he's calling death, then why do you know that as long as he died? Who cares if it's the same disease or a different disease? He died. And what's the Shmami not? The Shmami not for Rashi is, this
halach al nitach, the halach al mishene is not considered recovery. It's not recovery. Well, if it's not recovery, then he died without recovery. He didn't own the well, if I said they fully said and died without recovery, you mean he died fully said or from a different quality. If I didn't say they fully said, if one did die without recovery, that's good enough. Let's just let me take a second and say the rip. And then I will ask you to remember this. So let's just say the rip and the Rama. It's actually a good opportunity. I can go back and look in the course and see that they actually say it and understand what they were trying to say. Says the rip and the Rambam. Says the rip and the Rambam. No. They say they're working off Rosh Hashanah. And they say the Shmamina is not from the Mishnah. Shmamina is not from the Mishnah. Or Rashi most Rishonim, the Shmamina is from the Mishnah. No, the Shmamina is from the Diuk of Ida. The Shmamina is from the Diuk of Ida. Let's see, here's Rashi. It's obvious that the Rambam and Rick have to take Rashi's way, not the Rashi's way. The Rashi could not agree with them. And one thing we learned from the Ida, as long as he's still in bed, he doesn't need an umzo. We assume it's the same holy. In lo hola klau v'vadai may holy that. So what do they say? What's the Shmamina? The Shmamina in lo hola klau v'nita may holy the holy. Hazaka v'vadai mace. May holy be shown. The lowain on Undana. But if he had been word come Shenet, then he would need Undana. Right? Aval. Em nita the kule. The hala. Al mishanto. Ba'i Undana. The exact opposite of this. Oh, well, Rashi's tied in, and you didn't say the words Mikholi Zeh, you don't need an Umdana. No, the Rif and Rambam hold, even if you didn't say the words Mikholi Zeh, it's obvious you meant Mikholi Zeh. You always meant Mikholi Zeh. And this is the last point. Let's make an embassy here. Af al pi, the low Amar, Mikholi Zeh. Omdana Sitanid Nitkavin Lit Holy Zeh. He always means Holy Zeh. It doesn't matter if he said it or not. That's why Ramban gets upset. The Ramban says, then why does our Mishnah only start with Holy Zeh? Why does the state only start with Holy Zeh? Why not the state start with Amati? Because it always means Holy Zeh. The Ramban has a deep answer. The Ramban says, in the end, it says that he don't even make Mati with Holy Zeh. Why not say in Mati Sam? Why say only in Holy Zeh? Only in Holy Zeh. Said Mati Sam wouldn't be sure. But this is the last Machloket. How do you read the Shmamina? You need that in Holy Zeh. And he didn't say it Holy Zeh for the Rafi and the Ramban and his Talmidim and Talmidim. He didn't say it Holy Zeh. He means from any of these. You don't need an Umdana. But the Rafi Ramban has always been in Holy Zeh. And that's why they have to, even if he said nothing. He never said the word Holy Zeh. He never said anything. He just gave Mata Shivara, he meant a holy dead. And therefore, he's still a dead. Hazaka was holy dead. If he walks with a cane, you need an omdana just like our mitzvah. It makes no difference whether he's saying a holy dead or not. Okay, well, we'll start with next time. I apologize for going over. Is Bolja, I owe Yehuda a chart. I owe Yehuda a chart. I owe myself a lux. I owe Yehuda a chart. Let's just take all these three machlok rishonim and figure out in every case what every rishon will say that every amor said. We'll do that in 5 minutes at the beginning of next year. Yeah. The way that's here, the main one, like a lot of these are, I don't know, maybe phone to find one with all these things. I think the main one that's here is looking like that. Why does the main Tom think that a dying person gives what they get doesn't mean it's night? When a dying person gives my time, that means it's night. Why is there that difference? There's some people on this to that. Next, we'll have to pick up with the next time and then go on to the study of Inu. Okay. Nathan, you can ask as many questions as you want, including to the Rashi.